Think about this. I know it shouldn't be that big a deal, but things like this are bizarre to me. The temperature in your freezer is probably warmer than the air temperature outside. I never, ever have thought of that before. I've never thought, well, gee whiz, it's colder out here than my freezer temperature. But that's what it is. 14 degrees right now feels like 2, with a high of 15, a low of 1 degree. As Ray Stajic just said, no snow today, but the bitter cold weather is here, and it's not going away. It's going to get worse. Temperatures are going to drop a little further. We go right to the official source. Once again, happy to welcome the general manager of the Weather Channel Radio Network, of which WJR is proud to be a part of, Scott Larimore. Hi, Scott. You guys have been, well, this is maybe the busiest you've ever been, maybe.
Well, I tell you, Paul, this has been quite a winter. It's been tough. And this last storm that we had this past weekend, you know, folks are still cleaning up from that thing. I know, you know, we move on quickly as a country usually, but Mississippi really got hit hard. They're still getting people, you know, try to rescue vehicles and stuff on roadways down in Mississippi from this last winter storm last weekend. And you're right. We are definitely in the icebox. And we've got another cold snap coming down, dropping down in on us Thursday night and Friday morning with more of this wind chill to 20 below stuff, which is pretty extreme for the country.
Well, and you're right for pointing out that we kind of bounce from one problem to another before we can get it cleaned up. We have wires down that are going to take forever to get reattached, rehooked up. We got trees down, making it difficult for the crews to get around. And we have to think about how hard their jobs are and thank them for going out there in weather that we wouldn't be caught dead in if we could avoid it. And they're out there working with their hands and freezing doing this. There's no better way to put it.
Well said. And, you know, they're risking their lives really in some situations because they try to, I know they say they don't, but they do. They get a jump on it even when the weather's still not, you know, advisable for travel. So it's gonna be a tough late week forecast here for us with this cold. You know, cold air, hypothermia, frostbite are real threats. And I know a lot of folks focus on snowfall totals and ice totals and everything like that. We've got another big area of low pressure we're talking about this weekend in the east off the Atlantic coast, bringing big snows again this weekend, Saturday to the Carolinas and up towards D.C. But this cold air means business, and you know we've had fatalities, and unfortunately, we'll have more. It's just when the atmosphere gets this cold, you can't stay out in it and live. So it's very tough.
You know, we can't reiterate enough, and we love having you, Scott Larimore, here as the general manager, Weather Channel Radio Network, to reiterate. Look, you've heard us say over the years, oh, it's bitter cold out there. Make sure you wear your warm clothing. Don't have any skin exposed, all of that. This warning is not just like another warning. This warning is realizing what the reality that being out in these temperatures for just a few minutes unprotected is frostbite. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's hypothermia.
And that can be serious. Yeah. That can be serious. Frostbite can be serious. You know, hypothermia can kill you. So it's, it's very serious. And this cold snap looks like it lasts into early February. I was just looking at some long-range models before I came on the air with you, Paul. And it looks like finally towards early February, we get back a little closer to average. We're still not. You know, our average high is 32 degrees. That sounds like a heat wave.
It does. But, who would have ever guessed it?
I know it. But at least we approach that in early February, it looks like, here in Detroit, towards Wednesday, Thursday. I'm talking next week, February 4th and 5th. But at least we're heading that direction for next week. This is just a big cold pool of air in the atmosphere that has dropped down from the Arctic and is just centered over the lakes and southeastern provinces of Canada. and it's not moving, and it just doesn't, it takes a while to get out. You know, it's such a big, strong system that it takes another strong system to kind of dislodge it, so to speak, to make it move.
Right.
And so, you know, big, strong systems like that just don't come along every 3 or 4 days. You know, the atmosphere doesn't quite work that way. So it's going to take us a good 7-8 days to get back even closer to average here. And that is not until like February 4th, February 5th, February 6th next week. Hmm. So
Scott Larimore
tough
with
cold.
Us.
And you're right about the frostbite, unprotected skin with wind chills to 20 below. The time is like less than 10 minutes. So it's tough. That's not much time.
It's very little time and very dangerous. Now, is this still the remnants of that storm that's been named Fern?
So the cold air is part of it, you know, in the atmosphere. So oftentimes these things are kind of a dance. Like there's the cold air comes from oftentimes a very strong weather system down from Canada. And then the precip comes generally from the Gulf or from the Atlantic, usually the big precips. So it's kind of a marriage between a one weather system providing the cold weather that we're in and another weather system that provides the precip, which the South was in this past weekend. So that system that provided the precip, the ice, the snow, that's long gone. That's way out in the Atlantic. But this cold air was part of the equation, if you will, and you know, clearly is still here.
It sure is. I'm going to ask you a personal question. You don't have to answer it. And now Scott's going, oh boy, what's Paul going to ask me now? I'm going to ask you that when all of this, when the dust settles, the smoke clears, and we're back to nice weather, where does Scott Larimore choose to vacation where he feels pretty assured as an expert that he's going to have perfect weather?
Well, I got to say, as a meteorologist, wanting to be a weather guy since I was in the sixth grade, I do love extreme weather. So you probably hear it in my voice. I love talking about extremes, love talking about extreme winter, extreme summer, extreme severe weather. So I'm a fan of severe weather myself. So I'm probably an oddball in that regard. But I tell you, I love going to the beaches of northwestern Florida. To me, those are some of the prettiest sands down there, like Pensacola, Destin, Panama City Beach. To me, that is some of the most pleasant vacations with my family. I do enjoy getting down there.
Well, we just needed to know where one of the weather experts would choose. And thank you for that, Scott. As we say, in the business and out of the business, stay warm and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Paul. Pleasure to be with you and pleasure to be partnering with WJR.
Oh, well, we believe me, the pleasure is all ours. Weather Channel Radio Network General Manager, of which we're proud to be a part of, to bring you the best weather information because you need it, Scott Larimore, here with Paul W. Smith in Focus. On WJR, stay tuned for more Relentless Positive Radio. Hour number two is teed up and ready to go.